the matter? G, welcome to the Marvelous Ones on our third take because three people were asleep at the mic. Only I was awake.
Wait, one? We have math problems here every single episode.
That's right. We're not correcting them today. You know it. I know it. Now everybody
it's
knows
too
it.
Too late for us.
Well, I have a split personality, so technically I do count as two people.
But yeah. It's not too late for you, listeners, citizens out there. Chums.
Chums. Buddies.
Come on, I was
okay,
going to the theme there.
Batman.
Oh, come
Did
on.
Did you just call me Fat Man?
Batman. Oh. He used the term chum.
I thought
and
he called
also
me...
And also citizen... Yeah, what?
I thought he called me Fat Man.
No, that's Kevin, man. That's Kevin Smith.
I was going to throw something
Trademark.
At him. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Some trailers, some movies coming out, some TV shows coming up. But I think the
like
first
those.
Thing
Uh-oh.
We need to talk about is... What is our role going to be in Space Force?
Space Force, damn it.
Space Force.
I was going to bring that up like as a third, third left field thing, but you just
left,
put, knocked it out of the park.
Field?
Let all of them.
I'm going to be a door gunner on the space shuttle.
A door gunner? What would you shoot at?
Anything.
Asteroids?
I want to.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Chinese satellites.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like aliens or life forms.
Yeah, words like I want to be a door gunner and shoot a Chinese satellite.
I don't kill
me.
Some.
I'm like I want to be like the expeditionary team that goes out and kills bug aliens.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on your team. Not the ones with the acid blood though, because that scares me.
I don't care. It's like they
you say that now.
They found what could be like signs of possible life on Mars.
Shoot
I'm
those.
Let's want shoot Mars. Those.
Want to join the Space Marines? Press here for more.
Yeah. Like he announced that, and I'll be honest with you, I was out doing something, and I looked at my Facebook feed and my Twitter feed on my phone, and there were all these people going, "He's BS crazy. He's talking about a space force." And I'm like, if this is some liberal hoax media thing, I'm going
to
be so upset.
It
right?
needs
because
to be done.
I want a space force.
It needs to be done. I mean, there was people calling for it when I was
What if
in.
We have to attack the moon? We know there are inhumans there.
Hey,
there used to be there, remember? They're
listen,
not there anymore.
Listen, I'm just going to say this, and people, you can call me as crazy as the next person out there. I don't really care. But everything that happens that they do a movie on sci-fi about comes real. They
All
have
of them?
Yeah. We had the Sharknado.
Sharknados came real.
There was
the Yellowstone. They're talking about
sharks been raining? What?
No, a shark blew up in a storm in Australia, blew inland in a big storm. They're talking about the possibility of a Yellowstone eruption that will mimic the movie.
I hope not. That's the end of days.
Yeah.
Once that goes off. That's no joke.
Yeah, no,
that's end of days.
No, I'll survive because I watched
How
that,
will you survive?
Because I watched Yellowstone on Sci-Fi Channel back
and
in 2010, and I know where the safe zones are.
Wait, isn't there a Kevin Costner movie coming up called something Stone, Yellow, Stone? I
hope not.
Something. It's
Please
he's
don't
going
ruin
back.
One of my extinction-level fantasies, Kevin Costner. You've ruined baseball. You've ruined Waterworld. You've ruined
Waterworld?
Flooding the Earth.
Hey, but how about that wolf dance he did? That was an half bad.
He ruined the pride of the Native Americans.
All right.
He even ruined a
bodyguard, for gosh sakes.
He actually didn't ruin Whitney Houston. So
you'd like to ruin.
We don't know that for sure.
You know Michael Jackson was up on that? That's some crazy trivia, man.
Really?
I think so. I don't know.
Pixar
well, anyway,
happen.
I'm going to pull this back in.
Why?
We were
going somewhere with
we
this.
We were having fun.
And
you know what fun is, Warren? It's like shooting a gun out of a space.
No, that's
talking about, it's talking about upcoming movie trailers, upcoming movies and TV shows. That's what's fun is.
Or we can talk about the Space Force. I want to write the theme. Like you know, the Marines have from the halls of Montezuma, and the armies have when the caissons go marching along, and the Navy has anchors away, and the Coast Guards has YMCA, and the Air Force has.
I think you got it. You
up,
missed
up
the,
and away.
Was the Navy? No, yeah, it was Air Force. You missed. That's all right.
Yeah, maybe the Navy's in the Navy by the village people. I don't know, but
the village
but
people got two
gonna,
of them.
The somebody's going to have to write the song
for the Space
Force. That just sounds like a job for the Marvels.
You know, whether you love, hate Trump. It's the theme from
Spaceballs.
How can you not love this idea?
I mean, admit it. If you didn't know it was Trump, you've got a president who's getting together with porn stars, making space forces, and come on.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, I was expecting to, like, turn on CNN and them having, like, Trump's voice, like, mocked over Darth Vader.
Like, I've seen it on memes.
Oh, have you? I haven't seen that yet. And I was like, this is like hours of entertainment. Hours of entertainment. But I fully support Space Force.
All I know is I couldn't get past the name because I giggle like a little girl. But what's beyond? I mean, are we having like photon cannon space?
I hope so.
Souped up ships.
Well, we're
what's going
we're
on?
We're in the development of Gauss guns now.
Whoa. How can we make the...
See? It's little girl 12, giggles. You can't stop it.
How can we make the 12 parsec ride without a Space Force?
You know, I figured out something about that particular thing you just mentioned.
Oh, man. So, here we go. You Pandora's box, it. Man.
No.
Can we hear about the Hulk again?
They solved two problems with that one scene, and I didn't realize it till earlier this week.
He appreciates the movie.
Yeah, because they resolved an issue. Because the parsec is distance, right?
Yes.
And not speed.
Yes.
Yes. That was a pain.
So we go back to the movie and figure out how long a parsec is.
No. Oh. He cut the distance from 14 parsecs, how well it was through that safe zone. But by going through the bad zone, he was able to cut off 2 parsecs.
Phil likes to go to the bad zone.
So what's the point?
I mean, that's how they solved the thing about
distance
versus speed.
I believe the point is Warren is a nerd.
Let's go back to Space Force.
Space Force!
Space Force!
It's going to save the day every single time.
It is. It's better than the Ray Young Justice.
You know what? Let's make
Trump,
a rule.
Trump did me dirty. I had the Ray Young Justice. Now we have Space Force.
I'm telling you, when we hit like a quiet moment on the show, just Space Force.
I'm going to giggle and be happy.
It's like watching an offensive lineman pick up a fumble and try to run for a touchdown. I will always laugh no matter how depressed I am when I see
that. You know, General Mathis, the Secretary of Defense, every time... He said, I'm getting a Space Force. I'm getting a Space Force.
You know he's sitting there being like, I just can't wait to paint a camouflaged space shuttle.
I want to be, can you imagine the uniforms, man? And it's going to say Space Force on the somewhere insignia.
It's going to be, it's going to be chrome.
It's going to be,
it's
going to
be like that show UFO that we watch. It's going to be cheesy music, girls with pink and purple hair.
Nice, dancing like in the 60s type.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 60s so cool. Throwback.
Space Force.
They're even going to like bring back like crappy cars like the Citroen. I hope not.
I don't know. It's just the possibilities endless.
It is. There's just too much Space golden Force. Nuggets there. Let's talk a little bit about the Luke Cage trailers because I think Luke Cage starts up before Ant-Man comes out. Am I right on my date?
Yes, it starts June 22nd.
Because Ant-Man is in July.
July 6th.
The 4th of July weekend.
So we got Luke Cage.
Who looks like he gets his butt kicked.
But it looks like I haven't watched the series, but it looks like just like another Luke Cage with hair and a little funky looking.
It kind of looks like Bushmaster.
Yeah,
and he's going to be like a funky Haitian.
Yeah, I mean, is he the one?
But he kind of dresses like the guy like from
Matrix or something. I don't know.
No, I was thinking.
I have to see it again.
Crap! Now you're doing it with Halle Berry and
Halle Berry
and David Alan Grier.
Oh, Boomerang.
Boomerang. The father, David Alan Grier's father, where he has like the solid color suit with like the speckles and stuff on side. Is that too deep?
Again, we just don't want to have any millennials listen to the show.
Yeah,
so that's
never.
Saying.
But that would be a movie they think would probably enjoy, right?
Yeah, but now we know how Luke Cage is getting Iron Fist into the show because that's been one of the big things is Iron Fist is going to be a big part of
Because he's been fighting because he's just been strong and bulletproof and you can't hurt him kind of thing. But now he's got to learn how to fight when he comes up against somebody else.
Kind of like the Hulk and Thanos.
He just won't let it go.
He just won't let it go. Well, I mean, the whole thing is sort of like Cloak and Dagger. It's never been Luke Cage and Power Fist, Iron Fist, like on his own.
Power Fist.
Yeah, he had a whole
the
season.
Red Power Ranger came
he had
in.
A whole season by himself.
I know, but the whole comic was a team up. The entire that they were never on. Were they ever on their own?
Yeah.
Okay. I always thought of them as a team when
they
I came
had,
when I came into the universe, they're always, it was a Cloak and Dagger. Yeah. Monique and Unique. They're
which I watched an episode of Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, here we go.
I am definitely 100% not in their demographics.
I'm out.
It was just, I mean, don't be wrong. Old. It was different. And if I was in the millennial crowd or younger,
if I was stoned
or that, I would probably have said it was good. But it's definitely, I was definitely not in my, you know, I'm not the demographic for Cloak and Dagger.
I'm going to have to go and watch it.
It wasn't bad, but it's not something that I'm...
You're not watching episode two.
I'm not watching episode two. It just nothing for me.
I mean, did they just feel entitled?
Cloak and Dagger, I'm like, dagger. I'm sorry.
Cloak and Dagger gets a dagger.
Warren gets it a meh.
Actually,
yeah,
it's funny
when... say that. Meh.
When we were watching the trailer for Luke Cage, the bad guy, he reminds me of who... Cloak should be just kind of scraggly because this guy's almost too pretty. You know, he's a football star.
He is very pretty.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly,
what the hell is going
on
at that end of the day?
Wait till you see it. You'll say the same thing. He is a very pretty dude. I can't say I cannot say handsome. He is pretty.
Oh my God!
Come
on, clock, run out.
You go
run out, clock.
You go watch the movie. You go watch it. You'll see what we're talking about.
Am I gonna be like, hey, you got a pretty mouth?
Again,
I'm just saying.
No one outside this room will get.
I'm just saying that in the comic books, that Cloak was kind of a rugged looking
dude.
Right,
he's scraggly.
Yeah, was he even black? Like straight up black? Or was he like Hispanic, Dominican,
Well, mixed? I don't know about. Yeah, you got
can't
a point
remember
there.
If he was like straight up.
You got a point
like
there.
Luke Cage,
I'm not sure.
Straight up.
I don't know.
Anyway, point was the guy, the antagonist in the Luke Cage.
It's who Michael P. Keaton.
Can he kind of.
He's slick. Where the original in the comic books, he was a rugged kind of guy.
Yeah, and Dagger was a babe.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Okay, so we just went into Cloak and Dagger, and who cares about Luke Cage is what I got out of this conversation. Oh, really cares.
Well, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We don't have to talk about Luke Cage.
Now, there is one thing about the Luke Cage trailers that I'm kind of got me kind of going,
There's no Jasmine guy.
Is that, I thought it was just a brief moment.
I don't know what the name of the actress is that plays the Misty May, the cop that gets her arm chopped off at the end of Defenders.
Isn't that a volleyball player?
Or Misty,
it's Misty Knight.
Misty Knight.
Misty May is a volleyball. And listen, woo,
and she has
She
has a bionic arm.
Yes, she does.
So I hadn't seen anything in the trailers about her, so I don't know what's up with that.
That's the Winter Soldier.
That was in one
very
of,
Winter Soldier-like.
No, she was in one of the trailers, the first trailer, I believe. So she's still around because I want to say in the first trailer, like, he does something and she, like, blocks him with the bionic arm or something.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
No heavy petting.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's got the Bucky arm. We'll call it the Bucky.
Man, I don't want to go somewhere right now. Gosh darn it.
Misty Knight beats you with the Bucky. They brought back Black Mariah, which I feel racist even saying her name.
Oh, she sings good, though.
She does. And I like her character, right? Her character.
What's her... I haven't watched show. What's,
she,
her, oh,
she,
what's her
she's
power?
Like the, she,
no,
oh,
she's just... A, she's
her power
just,
is she's a corrupt politician.
Yeah, that's her power.
Oh, the older... She's been in... But she's a good actress.
Yeah,
she is. She's very
and she
good.
Does the job good, and she's very believable in the role.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she makes a good thing.
Yeah, she... I rooted for her to be one of the people that get killed off in the first season.
I mean, my take, again, not having seen it just by purely looking at it as a trailer, I'm not feeling it. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying it just didn't...
You really need to catch up.
No. It could be a brand new film, and they put a trailer out. I get a vibe, and I'm telling you.
And then Rosario Dawson is in it. She seems to be in
she's
all
cross.
The...
Yeah, is she in all of them? Like
she's
Jessica
in all
and all
the,
of them?
She's been in all, she's all of them.
Great agent.
Yeah,
she's like the Phil Coulson, right? Or the
essentially.
Natalie Romanoff, right?
She's been in all the shows plus the Defenders.
She showed her hoo-ha.
Not in any
the Defenders?
Of these shows.
No, but
in some movie.
Yeah.
What was I remember?
No one knows the movie. They just know she went.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha.
And it was surprising.
We'll yes.
Just leave it at that. We're like, really? Anyways, you just took that way down a bad place.
Let's pull it back up.
Space Force.
Space Force.
Space
I'm
Force.
Glad you agree, Warren. Let's just boot. I'm looking forward to Luke Cage. I really like the first Luke Cage.
Yeah, I like the first season.
I hope Iron Fist doesn't ruin it.
I can't see how he could because it's basically just training. So
Well, you say that, but we've seen him in action. So well,
no, got a whole different set of writers.
I hope so.
I'm maybe looking forward. He's not bad. He's just
he might come
that
with
way
his own writers.
How's Defenders? I haven't watched that at all.
I like Defenders.
Yeah, it was
yeah?
pretty
okay,
good.
I might watch that.
You
one
know, it's definitely worth watching.
Okay, I want so, Punisher back. That I really
that
like
was
Punisher
awesome.
I really like yeah Punisher.
Maybe. Maybe.
We'll oh, see. Do we got a meh over here?
Yeah.
On Punisher?
No, I like Punisher. I did like Punisher. I didn't.
What did you? I sense conflict. I sense conflict over there. Bill.
Some of the script I wasn't overly happy with.
What? It was probably two episodes too long, is
yes
what you're getting at.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'd agree with it. The writing was. They strung it out just two episodes too long.
Yeah, it was.
You could have been
they
tighter.
They could have ended it a little quicker and a little cleaner.
Or develop the story a little bit more.
Right. It's like they I don't know what happened. It's like maybe they thought, oh, we got five more episodes, and they're like, oh, crap, we only got two?
So you two are in agreement.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just feeling like
the
that
movie,
guy
oh, no,
out with a couple.
I enjoyed the heck out of
it. I enjoyed it. It just ended really funny to me. And
people died, man. Like, you think that's funny?
Yes.
Okay. Space Force.
It's Space Force.
Space Force.
Space Force.
Space Force. Space Force.
And then our big movie release for next month is going to be Ant-Man.
I was
and
saying
the Wasp.
Let's all three see it, but
Warren,
I may or may
like,
not be available.
I won't be available.
Not so marvelous.
Not marvelous.
Not so marvelous. On
I
that
will go see it with you.
Okay. I think there's going to be some chuckles in this one. I mean, it's made for chuckles.
Yeah, it is. Especially with you get the one scene where he's where
get your tickets
becomes
now
giant, huh?
Better get your tickets now.
Ah, we're good.
No, we'll go like see it out by me or my private movie theater here in a town that I'm not allowed to say the name of.
How private? I don't know if I want to.
It's like 15, 20 people.
Be afraid, there, unicorn man.
I didn't
afraid
say let's go to the drive-in. So, right?
It's a double feature to drive in, though.
That is true. We'll have to see what the double feature is.
How come there's no screen here, Phil?
Why is there not a field for the drive-in?
We drove this far out of the country, and now you're telling me that we got...
Is that a banjo?
Okay, I'll take the pants
stop,
off, but...
Stop. Let's get in it. They introduced the villain of the Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same one who's like Valkyrie and Thor? I'm just saying.
It kind of does look like her. No, it's not. It better not be her. Oh my God, now I have to look at that.
No, it can't be because Marvel wouldn't do that.
No, they wouldn't.
Wait, would they?
They're too smart for that.
Mm. Okay, well, Ghost. What's her power? She just
she's
like
a ghost.
She can
no, it's a different girl.
She manipulates
she
everything.
She looks like a non-white trashy Jessica Jones.
Just familiar to me too.
Yeah,
see that.
Her name's Hannah John Kamen.
Oh, Hannah, you know Hannah.
Yeah, woo.
But yeah. So she, I mean, Ghost. There's like in the Matrix, they had the twin ghosts. Is it, she's,
but they were real ghosts.
I'm, all right, we're
no,
getting,
they weren't real ghosts. They were cyber ghosts.
Okay, we're drifting.
We are drifting.
I'm just saying, what's her power? She can get
it's very
the small, big, but like it, can she can phase?
She can
like,
phase
vision
in and out.
Yeah, she like moves through like walls and
that's a vision.
I don't think she can grow big or get small.
I'll be honest with you. I don't really know her character.
I never heard of her. I presume they just. I just presume she. They're made for the movie.
Don't know.
She was made for the movie.
Could be. I don't know. But it's got some big names in this,
Michelle,
right?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Michael Pena.
Yeah.
Lawrence
well,
Fishburne.
He's a return.
Right. Lawrence Fishburne. Boyd Crowder. I mean, Walter Goggins.
Awesome actor.
Right.
Awesome.
I mean, Michael Douglas.
Can't get enough of him.
I think Paul Rudd. I think Paul Rudd does a great job. Rudd does a great job as Ant-Man. I think he's got that funny kind of
in the
swagger
trailer where he comes up out of the water as Jack Man and he goes, I eat people. Yeah. Oh, just kidding, guys, just kidding.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good cast in there. I'm excited. I think this should be a good movie.
I think it'll be fun.
I think the Marvel movies, you know, watching that trailer, like we've talked about it with how fun Thor was and then Black Panther was very right serious. I think
Avengers is definitely serious.
Yeah, but it had its comic moments.
A few. Mm.
I think Marvel's best when they're throwing some comedy in it.
I don't know about their best, but they know how to manipulate a story to make it entertaining. With this one, if you remember, one of the trailers was it's all been leading to this with showing clips of the Infinity, or sorry, Phil, Xfinity Wars.
Xfinity Wars.
They're like, oh, people are going to, spoiler, die, or it's the gravity and emotional, and go, woohoo, it's Ant-Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and you know what? That makes me think of the original trailer with the choo-choo train.
Right.
Remember, yeah, it's like life or death epic, and all of a sudden it's just a little choo-choo
Thomas
train in the middle
Thomas
of
the engine.
Yeah, Thomas the engine, middle
Thomas
of the
engine,
living
yeah.
room.
So I'm looking forward to this. I like their lighthearted movies. I think they do them well, right? I think they end up being pretty enjoyable.
I'm going to be, to jump slightly, I'm going to be a bit of a first world problem. What's after this till like Aquaman in the winter? Is this it? Is this the
Venom,
summer drop off?
Right?
What's that?
Isn't Venom next?
I think Venom is in the fall.
Yeah, just we might not have, is there no August blockbuster?
I gotta admit, I'm not too hot on Venom. I mean, I've seen the trailers,
but
I never really liked the Venom storyline to begin with.
If they take Spider-Man out, who cares?
I didn't.
Yeah,
like
that's kind of where I'm at.
I didn't like Venom in the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, so I don't even know if I'll go see it, but just to support you guys, I probably will.
If you're going to support us, then you'll pay for us to go, right?
That's true support.
That is true support.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's athletic support.
Like I was going to say
beat
you. You're a bad person because I was actually going to say that.
You guys
that would make
no
you a bad
good
person.
Come back.
You guys.
What do we got? What do we got?
What?
Well, I'm just looking at the dates to try and figure out what we got.
See, Mortal Engines is coming out sometime between now and winter.
Is that where those guys fight each other? Come over here!
Literally, we have nothing. We'll have Ant-Man and the Wasp.
When's Predator come out?
Incredibles 2, I don't have that on my list.
They just came out.
That
just came out. Mission Impossible Fallout.
You know what? I'm not a huge fan, but the trailer looks pretty hot to me.
I'm going to watch it because I've seen the other ones. I know the guy who does the stunt motorcycle riding.
I'm just saying, they're trying to push the stunts. They look pretty damn clean.
We got Venom, then X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Ooh,
then Into
when's
the
that? Sp- hey, okay. Wait, time out.
Come back.
That is slated for 11/2/2018.
Okay, well, that's fall, winter.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. We don't have anything in...
Well, when's Mortal Engines and Predator come out?
I don't know. They're not on my list.
Those are trailers that just came out.
They're on my list, but I don't have actual release dates.
When does Star Wars 29 come out? Phil, Google.
I don't know, but I know Rocky 38 comes out when Airplane does.
I want to see the next
Mortal Engines comes out in December.
Okay. So basically, you know, after Ant-Man, whatever, they're riding out the blockbusters
for
the summer.
We literally have no blockbusters.
Well, I mean, they're going to ride the blockbusters out for the rest of the summer. I'll see Xfinity Wars again.
Predator comes out September 14th.
Oh, shit. That's in later. That's later. That's laters.
Yes.
Okay. Anything on the TV front?
Well, I mean, we got the...
Luke Cage.
Mm. And I don't know what else
Walking Dead. Does that count anymore?
You know,
it does, but
we
it's
have
not
to, when
be
Warren's gone,
while.
We're going to talk about the end of Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's kind of a thud. All right, I'll do that. I'll talk about it.
When Warren's not here, because he doesn't watch that. But the new Predator, are you guys going to see it?
No.
I think so. No?
No, well, just because there have been so many Predators I haven't watched, because they've watered down a couple.
Yeah, but I think
and
this is like rebooting the series, maybe?
It is.
The watered-down Predator, not a fan.
I wasn't interested in it until the one Predator pulled the other Predator through the window.
I wasn't sure.
I wanted a Terminator to pull him through. I wanted the original Schwarzenegger.
That, he was back. That caught my eye, and that
predator
might go see
versus
it.
Predator.
Yeah.
Crime.
Not enough.
I might go see it. Mortal Engines, while there's a lot to that I like big
and it's
movie
a Peter Jackson
cities.
Movie, and he like rarely does a bad one.
Yeah, but it doesn't. There's not a lot.
I don't feel an emotional pull at all.
No.
Opposed to say,
I will
Bumblebee. I think I'm gonna cry.
When does
Bumblebee
come
I'm
out?
I'm only gonna cry when he ejects Rick Astley singing "Never Gonna Give You Up."
Why'd you sing it? Seriously, earworm, dude.
Sorry.
Now it's there. Now you happy?
Stuck?
It's in there in the head.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sing a Christmas song or something.
You don't need to Rickroll us.
Yeah. Can you mute yourself?
I can do that.
There's got to be a rule. You sing any of his songs.
Rick Astley?
Yeah, I don't even want to say his name out loud.
But
it's like
together
it's
forever.
Like, but it's like Beetlejuice. You just can't.
It comes out December. Oh, just
December.
Bumblebee does.
Yeah,
is
December 21st. It's gonna be a Christmas movie.
And yeah, because like I was telling.
I don't know if I want to see Bumblebee.
Why? Because
you're gonna cry.
I'm gonna cry.
Really?
Well, I just know that the original Transformers, I got emotional those scenes when they're beating him up and taking him away from Shia, and they're like, that's my friend. He's a pure hearted felon. You're making him not nice. And I was about to jump on the screen and be a marvelous one.
Oh.
With you know which what I was going to
yeah,
use.
Yeah, no,
too.
I know you throw the old right hook.
That's what I'm talking screen. About right here, Woo! Brother.
But now when you throw, instead of saying I believe in justice, you have to say I believe in Space Force. Bam! Somebody's going to get punched on
Who
my ride
you?
Home today.
I'm from Space Force.
I'm just letting you know. I probably am going to deck somebody in the gas station.
What does that mean exactly?
You know,
oh, deck.
Deck.
Oh, deck. Okay, sorry. Totally different. Totally different. Got it.
Worm,
out of context.
You look like you're ignoring this conversation.
Yeah, hi, Worm. Did you just get here?
Yeah, I'm ignoring you.
Oh, man.
Why?
Why? Be our friend.
Because I'm the one who's going to deliver the right hook of justice on you today.
Oh, pack a lunch and get a ladder. You midget.
What the heck were we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We were, but, we were trying to talk about Mortal Engines, and you didn't have any emotional attachment.
Yeah,
into
I,
it.
I don't. I like the scenery. Looks like it's going to be cool.
But it's like Transformers. It's great, but visually, but it's got to have a little string of story
that's
compelling.
Their next trailer better have a better storyline that I'm seeing.
It is a little bit early, but I got to agree with it. It looked like a special effects movie.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson does special effects. There is no doubt about that. But he also does good stories, too. So
I just have a problem with the dining where there's just no way that survives and when it's just rumbling
Why not?
Around.
It's plastic. Just campers.
How do you know it's
time?
Plastic? And then some of those marble columns, yeah, they're gonna just take withstand you know, all the rumblings across the desert and missiles.
And they're you know resin. The stupid thing's going to throw a track. What track vehicle doesn't throw a track?
And yeah, there's no AAA out there. There's only one entity that could save them.
The Marvelous Ones?
Space Force.
Space Force! I don't know!
Come on!
I'd bring the shuttlecraft down and hose them with the door gun.
Warren don't care what he shoots as long as he's shooting.
Warren's going to go into Space Force and be like a Vietnam-era helicopter door gunner. I'm just gonna shoot him.
Just keep the ammo coming.
Wait, I got.
I'm sorry. No. It'll.
Are we gonna develop laser
Valkyries right behind me?
That changes everything.
Ride of the Valkyries blasting behind
me. Yeah, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be. It's gonna be pew 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 pew
pew pew pew pew pew pew pew. That was the best meme I saw.
In space, no one can hear you.
Trump has an announcement. It was pew 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 pew, and I'm doing fist pumps. I'm like,
yes,
this is real.
It just got real with Space Force.
I was like, oh my God. I don't know how you can't love that.
Oh my gosh. Pew, pew, pew. Oh my.
Pew, 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 pew.
I want to shoot something now.
If we end up with like.
Ooh, would it be like in the Stormtrooper?
Battlestar Galactica Viper.
Do we shower with the girls? Like in Stormtrooper Troopers. I can't even talk. Stormtrooper Troopers.
Saved by the music.
Thank God. Stormship
Trooper. And they carry the Stormbreaker axe.
Laugh at you, May, but I want to see a woman naked before I go. That's all I'm saying.
You know.
You've been saying that for how many years?
I know. You've been saying that for as long as I've known you. And the best part is every time I hire one, I make sure it's actually a dude. Just so that he doesn't get to see a woman naked.
Okay. I think that needs to be cut out.
No, we're leaving that in. That and the S word.
Well, you know what? If anything's going to make me a man and attractive to the ladies, it's going to be Space Force. Space Force!
I don't mean to say nothing, but you think they're going to let Orientals join?
I didn't understand what you said.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe. Well, they don't really exist in any of the space movies.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
There's Sulu
and the girl from Star Wars that everybody ate.
And then, well, the guy technically with all the flaps on his face from Jedi, he was supposed to be some kind of, I don't know, that was the closest we got at that point in film space
history. I will hate you on Twitter if you make it. How's that?
Okay.
This has been the Marvelous Ones. We'll be back next week.